们每一个查经小组都快要把哥林多前后书查考完啊，或者有的已经查考完。
In the week, Bible study for the family services, we're either finished with Second Corinthians or almost finished.
那我们通常在查考完一卷书卷呢，我们总是会有一些的感想。
And after finishing studying a book, often we have some thoughts.
那对事情或者对圣经的感想也常常啊，因为每个人的啊背景或者遭遇不太一样啊，他的感想也常常会不太一样。
And for each individual, because of their background and what they've experienced in life, their sharings will be different.
啊，那以我来看哥林多前后书啊，我其中有这样的一个感想。
Personally, after studying 1st and 2nd Corinthians, I have this.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1st Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章第一节。
1st Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
在保罗的书信里头，保罗称哥林多的弟兄姐妹啊，不是属灵的，他们是属肉体的。
And in his letters, he called the brethren in the Corinth church as carnal.
啊，你如果是哥林多教会的啊，其中的一个信徒。
And,
你会有什么感觉
？And if you were a member of the Corinth church, how would you feel?
啊，你一定觉得不是很舒服。
You would not be happy about this.
啊，我信了耶稣，你怎么说我不属灵，说我是属肉体
？I believe in Christ. How can you call me carnal and not spiritual?
哦，我也觉得这个保罗啊，他很勇敢。
And would you feel that Paul is brave?
哦，他竟然能够用啊。啊，对这个哥林多的信徒啊，就这么直接的啊，这么的啊，用这么强的字眼啊，说你们只是属肉体的，是婴孩。
He dared to be so direct and harsh toward the members in Corinth church.
啊，所以我在想，保罗跟哥林多的弟兄姐妹之间呢，是很紧张的。
So I believe that there is a tension between Paul and the members in Corinth church.
啊，接下来保罗呢，啊也啊。继续的来讲到哥林多教会弟兄姐妹他们的弱点，他们的软弱。
And after chapter one, chapter three, verse one, he continues with the weaknesses of the church in Corinth.
哦，当我们在纠正一个人的缺点的时候，已经是很紧张了。
When we try to correct someone's shortcoming, it's already a situation that has tension in there.
哦，那保罗呢？他不是只说一个项目，他说了好几个项目。
And Paul did not just enumerate one weakness, but several.
哦，我不晓得各位有没有感觉到说这彼此当中的这种紧张的这种气氛。
I don't know if you feel the tension between Paul and the church.
哦，那一直到哥林多后书啊，就看到说这个紧张的气氛必须要解除。
And then in Second Corinthians, this tension between them has to be resolved.
哦，那也感谢神，真的解除了这个紧张的啊这种气氛。
And thank God that the tension was resolved.
啊，请看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书七章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我如今欢喜，能在凡事上为你们放心。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 16. Therefore, I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything.
当我看到这里的时候，我就觉得说那个紧张的气氛已经消除了。
When I read this, I feel that the tension is gone.
那我想在生活当中，这个能够消除紧张。这是一件很美好的事情。
And I feel that in life it's great to relieve of tensions.
为什么会有这种紧张的情形
？Why is there a tension in the first place？
常常是因为有压力。
Oftentimes it's because there's pressure.
啊，常常是因为某种责任，这个责任。
Or due to some responsibility.
那我们也知道，在生活当中能够有一些的压力，一些的责任，其实是必须的，也是好的。
And we know that in life, it's necessary and good to have pressure and responsibility.
哦，但是这个紧张有时候只是一下子。
And oftentimes this tension is just for a moment.
啊，比如说我们上台讲道会紧张。
For example, to get up on the pulpit and speak, there's tension.
哦，那讲道完了啊，这个紧张就解除了。
But after the sermon, then this tension goes away.
哦，所以这个讲道这件事情啊，其实是一种恩典，是一种福气。
So, to speak a sermon, it's a gift, also a blessing.
哦，这个。那种紧张，然后消除紧张，真的是一个很好的感觉。
To have this tension and the release of this tension is a great feeling.
哦，但是如果是那种长时间的紧张，啊，那个就不太好。
But if it's a long-lasting tension, then it's not good.
哦，我们请看一下马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 34.
三十四节，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
哦，这个人对明天的忧虑，也常常是带来生活当中的这种紧张的气氛。
So worrying about tomorrow often brings tension as well.
哦，有一点的压力是好的。
It's good to have a little pressure.
哦，但是啊，圣经里头给我们很好的原则。
But the Bible gives us a good rule of thumb to follow.
哦，那三十四节就是一个很好的原则。
And verse 34 tells us that.
啊，说一天的难处一天来当就够了。
Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
哦，我们面对着一天的紧张。
We face a day's worth of tension.
好，我们来为今天的事情来做计划。
Let's plan for things that are happening today.
好，按我们来做今天我们能够做的。
Let's do what we can today.
好，那圣经告诉我们是说，那就不用为明天来忧虑。
And the Bible tells us not to worry about tomorrow.
好，因为主耶稣要给我们的是轻省的担子。
Because the burden that Jesus gives us is light.
那如果我们还是为明天来忧虑的话，那我们就是落入了那个重的担子里头。
So if we continue to worry about tomorrow, then we are carrying a heavy burden.
所以主耶稣说，我们跟他做个交换。
So Jesus told us to exchange with him.
我们将重担来交给主耶稣。
Let's give him the heavy burden.
那我们来挑起他给我们轻省的担子。
And let's take the light burden from him.
因为这种长时间的紧张真的会变成很重的担子。
Because a long-term tension will become a heavy burden.
那这不是神所要给我们的。
And this is not something that God wants to give to us.
所以我们看哥林，当我看哥林多前后书的时候，我真的为保罗来感谢神。
So when I was reading 1st and 2nd Corinthians, I was thanking God for Paul.
神的怜悯让这紧张的气氛能够解除了。
God had mercy and this tension was released.
因为哥林多的弟兄姐妹，他们很多人将保罗所说的话听进去了。
Because many of the members in the church of Corinth has listened to Paul.
他们顺着神的意思。
And they followed the will of God.
来为自己的过患软弱来忧愁。
And they worried for their shortcomings and their weaknesses.
那他们因为他们的这种的忧虑紧张，带给他们在神面前真正的悔改。
And because of their worry and their tension, they repented truly in front of God.
那在神面前有真正的悔改，也就完全的得到神的赦免。
And because of their repentance, they received forgiveness from God.
所以就哥林多的弟兄姐妹来讲，他们也是。那个紧张消除了。
So for the members in the Church of Corinth, their tension also went away.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们真的需要神的怜悯来帮助我们， 消除掉生活当中的紧张。
So in our lives, we need the mercy of God to relieve us of our tensions.
神的帮助是一定存在的。
God's help is there.
那我们也从圣经里头，我们来看看我们人本身我们应该做的部分。
From our perspective, let's turn to the Bible to see what we should do.
常常并不是神不帮助我们消除我们的紧张。
Oftentimes, it's not that God is not helping us to release us of our tensions.
而是我们人还紧紧抓住这个紧张的事情，让我们一直处在紧张里头。
Rather, we are holding on to this tension, and thus the tension continues.
所以不是神没有帮助我们，是我们自己把这个紧张这一件事情放在我们生活里头。
So it's not that God's not helping us, but we are putting this tension in our lives.
那我们从圣经里头来看到看到一些例子来提醒我们，我们自己应该如何来消除我们的紧张。
And let's turn to a few examples in the Bible to see how we can release us of our tensions.
那第一个，我们多去留意一些正面的人或者事情。
First, we should pay attention to the positive things and people in our lives.
我们常常喜欢把自己关在一个小小的空间里头。
Oftentimes, we like to lock ourselves in a small confined place.
所以小事情都好像变成是很大的事情。
And each small thing became great.
因为我们只看到眼前的事情。
Because we just look at that event.
所以我们就一直处在很紧张的状况里头。
And we have tension.
所以这个大卫的诗里头说，他说到说，他看到这个神所创造的这些万物这些星宿。
So in the Psalms of David, he described everything that God created, the trees and the outdoors.
结果他心中生出了对神的感谢跟赞美。
And from the bottom of his heart, he has thanksgiving toward God.
他的紧张没有了。
He has no tension.
他觉得非常的平安。
He feels peaceful.
因为他发现自己是那么的渺小。
Because he realized how tiny he is.
他发现说渺小的人所遇到的事情其实也是那么的渺小。
And he realized that for a tiny person, the things that he encounter are tiny as well.
但是这一位这么伟大的神却也顾念我们每一个人。
But this God who is so grand, he pays attention to every one of us.
所以那有什么好紧张的？
So what is there to worry?
所以让我们多多的去看神所创造的万物。
So let us look at everything that God has created.
这么伟大的事情神都能够处理了。
God is able to take care of the grandeur.
那我们的事情在神眼中是那么的小，他更能够处理。
So the things that we've encountered, they're very, very small in his eyes, so he can take care of them for us.
好，我们再请参考撒母耳记上十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记上十六章二十三节。
1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23.
二十三节，从神那里来的恶魔临到扫罗身上的时候，大卫就拿琴用手而弹，扫罗便觉便舒畅爽快，恶魔离了他。
And so it was, whenever the spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand, then Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him.
我们可以想象得到，所谓这个恶魔临到扫罗身上的时候，他一定是整个人是很紧张的。
So when the spirit came upon Saul, he would have tension.
有时候我们在紧张的这个情况之下，我们真的觉得好像一个什么东西挟制住我们一样。
And when we feel tension, it's as if something'sHaving control, dominion over us.
虽然不是所谓的恶魔，但是呢，我们好像被什么这个占有我们。
As if something possessed us.
那在这里说大卫为扫罗来弹琴。
Here David would play the harp for Saul.
这个扫罗呢，他的那个紧张就解除了。
And then Saul's tension would go away.
所以 这个音乐其实也是能够带给人帮助的。
So music would help us.
所以我们接触一些好的对的音乐对我们是有帮助的。
So it's good to expose ourselves to good music.
那我们多去想多去看那一些好的事情正面的事情。
So we should meditate and look at good things.
如果我们只是都是看一些负面的我们自然我们很容易的就会处在那种紧张的状况里头。
But if we look at negative things, then we are in a state of tension, heavy tension.
甚至啊，我们会觉得说，神啊，你在哪里
？And maybe we would even question where is God.
当我们觉得说，神啊，你在哪里的时候，我们就会很紧张。
And when we are questioning where is God, then we become very tense.
从来没有一个小孩子他在找爸爸妈妈的时候，他是一点都不紧张的。
There is no child who would not be in distress when he's trying to find his parents.
每一个在找爸爸妈妈的小孩子，那个脸都是都是很紧张的。
Every child who is lost, is very nervous.
当我们都一直去看去想那些负面的事情。
So if we look at the negative events.
我们无形当中，我们也会我们的潜意识里头也会在那边说：“神啊，你在哪里？”
Subconsciously, we will be asking, "Where is God?"
但是如果我们去看正面的事情
，But if we take a look at the positive things,
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
这里保罗要弟兄姐妹去思念。以上的这些好的正面的事情。
Here, Paul wants the brothers and sisters to meditate on the positive things.
那第九节最后呢，保罗就说到，这样子是平安的神就必与你们同在。
And in verse 9, the latter half, the God of peace will be with you.
当我们觉得体会到神跟我们同在。
When we feel that God is with us.
我们的紧张就可以解除了。
Then our tensions is gone.
那如何去感受到神的同在
？So how do we feel that God is with us？
在这里保罗建议我们多去看、多去想这些正面的事情、好的事情。
Here Paul suggests us to meditate on the positive things.
再来我们要默想神的话。
Secondly, we need to meditate on the words of God.
在默想神的话当中，神的话带给我们力量。
And while in meditating God's word, His words would bring us strength.
从神来的力量。
Strength from God.
那也能够帮助我们来解除我们的紧张。
And this would also help us in resolving our tension.
再来，我们人可以做的就是我们需要去培养那种对环境以及对我们的遭遇要有那种幽默感。
And what we need to cultivate is a sense of humor toward things that we're encountering.
请看箴言十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22.
二十二节，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone.
这个所谓培养幽默感就是培养这种喜乐的心。
To have a good sense of humor is to have a merry heart.
常常我们是把事情弄得很紧张。
Oftentimes we turn something into a tense situation.
如果我们对事情能够带一点这个幽默感的话，就不会那么紧张。
But if we treat it with a sense of humor, it would not be so tense anymore.
那如何让我们对待事情能够有这种幽默感。
So how do we have this sense of humor?
比如说对有些事情点到了就好了，不用一直去追根究底。
And part of that is not to beat a dead horse.
我们请看创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章十二节。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 12.
十二节，撒拉心里暗笑说：“我已经衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？”
Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "Ever I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord?" Being so old also.
这里提到这个撒拉，她 不相信这个神所说的话。
Sarah did not believe what the messenger of God had said.
哦，所以她心里暗笑说这是不可能的。
So she laughed within herself that it's impossible.
十三节。
13.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“撒拉为什么暗笑说我已经年老，果真能生养吗
？”And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child since I'm so old?'"
啊，当然神知道这个撒拉心中的啊不相信，认为不可能。
God knew of Sarah's disbelief.
啊，十四节。
14.
神岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
十五节，撒拉就害怕，不承认说我没有笑。那位说，不然，你实在笑了。
15. But Sarah denied it, saying, "I did not laugh, for she was afraid." And he said, "No, but you did laugh." 啊，
这个神很有幽默感。
So God has a sense of humor.
啊，这个神说。这个、不然你实在笑了。
God said, "No, but you did laugh."
哦，那神也没有去追究说撒拉你怎么这么没有信心。
And God did not continue to say, "Sarah, why do you not have faith?"
哦，神没有要撒拉承认说你的确心中不相信，心中暗笑。
God did not press Sarah to admit that she did not believe and laugh within herself.
哦，你必须在人的面前来承认你的错。
He did not force her to admit her wrongdoing in front of men.
哦，这个神是来报告他们一个好消息。
God is here to give them a good news.
哦，神不要把这个气氛弄得很紧张。
And God did not want to bring this into a tense situation.
哦，所以神只是点到为止。
So God just pointed it out.
啊，你真的是偷笑了。
You did laugh.
啊，神就没有再追究下去。
And did not continue after that.
哦，有时候我们在对人对事情也是这样子。
And oftentimes we should treat people and matters in this way as well.
啊，我们知道他是对方知道，这样就好了。
We know and the other party knows, and that should be enough.
啊，不需要弄得大家都知道。
And we don't need everyone to know.
啊，只有我们两个人知道，啊，一点都不紧张。
As long as you know, I know, there's no tension.
如果大家都知道了，啊，那变得很紧张。
But if everyone knows, then it's a tense situation.
那要能够对所遭遇的事情有幽默感啊，我们也必须要有对整个环境有那种认识的智慧。
In order to have a sense of humor, then we need the wisdom to know the surrounding.
当你遇到危险的时候，那个就是很紧张。
When we're in a dangerous situation, then it's a tense situation.
哦，所以在那个时候，你如果有一些幽默感。
At that point of time, if you have a sense of humor,
啊，你就会化解了那一个紧张。
You would resolve the tension.
我们请看撒母耳记上二十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 21.
撒母耳记上二十一章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 21 verse 12.
好，我们先看十一节。
Let's start from verse 11.
十一节，亚吉的臣仆对亚吉说：“这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳舞唱啊唱和，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗
？”And the servant of Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands, and David has 10,000s.
这个非利士王的臣仆告诉非利士王说，诶，这个人是大卫。
The king of the Philistine told the servant of the king told the king that this is David.
哦，而且啊，称大卫是这个以色列国王。
And called him the king of Israel.
哦，这个就是以色列人的英雄。
This is the hero of Israel.
哦，这个大卫周遭都是非利士人。
David was surrounded by Philistines.
哦，这个大卫曾经杀死非利士人的英雄哥利亚。
And David once killed the hero of Philistine, Goliath.
啊，现在大卫他在这些被这些非利士人所包围着。
And now David is surrounded by the Philistines.
啊，这个很紧张。
It's a tense situation.
啊，因为跟生命有关系。
Because his life was in danger.
哦，这些非利士人可能要报仇。
The Philistines might want to pay him back for what he's done.
哦，这个非利士人要杀谁？当然要杀以色列的王。
And who would they like to kill? Of course, the king of Israel.
十二节。
Verse 12.
大卫将这话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王亚基。
Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath.
哇，这个大卫觉得很紧张。
David was tense.
啊，因为他有生命的危险。
Because his life was in danger.
啊。啊，十三节。
13.
大卫就在众人面前改变了刑场的举动，在他们手下假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫留在胡子上。
13. So he changed his behavior before them, finch madness in their hands, scratched the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard.
大卫是个英雄。
David was a hero.
啊，大家也认为他是英雄。
And then everyone else saw him as a hero.
哦，但是在这个时候啊，大卫不需要当英雄。
But in this moment, he did not need to be a hero.
啊，十三节说大卫就改变了他平常的举动。
In verse 13, David changed his behavior.
啊，他变得一点都不像一个英雄。
He changed into someone who is not a hero.
啊，这个啊，他甚至用出了他最好的这种啊最努力的一个表演。
And he did his best performance.
啊，那这个十四节。
And verse 14.
啊，这个亚基就说啊，对仆人说：“你看这人是疯子，为什么带他到我这里来呢？”
Then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him here to me?"
啊，这个非利士王说，跟这种头脑不清楚的人，不需要跟他啊这个打交道跟计较。
So this king thought that this is a madman, and I don't need to have anything to do with him.
啊，所以大卫就他的紧张就解除了。
So this tense situation was resolved.
啊，他认识他的环境。
David knew of his surroundings.
啊，所以啊，他就放下他的身段。
So he let go of his status.
啊，他做了一个幽默人的表演。
And he did a humorous act.
啊，就化解了这个紧张的情形。
And it resolved the tension.
我们再请看撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章二十节。
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 20.
二十节，大卫回家要给箭属祝福，扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他，说：“以色列王今日在城圃背你眼前肉体，如同一个轻贱的人，无此肉体一样，有好大的荣耀啊。”
Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself.Today, in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovered himself."
这个大卫终于很成功的将耶柜迎接到大卫城。
David successfully took the ark into the temple of David, the city of David.
这不但是大卫的一件高兴的事情，是好所有的人高兴的一件事情。
This was a happy event, not just for David, but for many.
哦，很多时候一些。很高兴的事情当中总是也会有一点点的瑕疵。
And for many events, happy events, maybe there are some flaws in the event.
哦，那有些人就也是这么的仔细。
And there are people who pay great attention.
哦，小小的瑕疵他也看到了。
For a little small flaw, they see it.
这个米甲就是这样的一个人。
And this Michael is one such person.
啊，那他就用了这样的口气来跟大卫讲。
And this is what she said to David.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
大卫对米甲说：“这是在神面前，神已经拣选我，为了你父和你父的全家，立我做神啊神的百姓以色列的君，所以我必在神面前跳舞。”
21. So David said to Michael, "It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his household to point me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord."
啊，结果。米甲跟大卫啊，他们都把这个小小的瑕疵啊看得那么认真。
And both David and Michael would not back down on this small flaw.
这个米甲用了那种伤大卫的自尊的口气。
And the tone that Michael used, insulted David.
那这个大卫啊，他也用最伤米甲的事情来伤害这个米甲。
And David used the event that's most hurtful to Michael to.Assault her.
他对米甲说：“神啊，毁掉了啊，你父和你父全家。”
And David told Michael that God gave up your household.
哦，这个是米甲生活当中的一个痛。
This is a painful part for Michael.
我们从第三者来看，我们会觉得说很可惜。
From the perspective of us as the bystanders, it's pitiful.
他们实在没有需要将这一个小小的瑕疵把它看得那么认真。
They do not need to argue about the small event.
他们如果能够这个退后一步。
If one of them could back down.
他们如果能够用比较幽默的口气、眼光来看这个瑕疵。
Or look at it, with a little humor.
这对夫妻啊，应该不会有以后的那一种啊那一种不幸。
Then they would not experience a misfortune.
这个以后看起来大卫跟米甲就没有在一起了。
Which is that from this point forward they no longer were together.
这个紧张的气氛没有解除。
The intense situation did not resolve.
就是他们太。把这个小小的事情把它看得那么认真。
Both of them did not let go of this small event.
我们也要有这个幽默感的另外一个意思就是能够跟别人一起喜乐。
Another aspect of having a sense of humor is to be able to be happy with others.
这个很多时候为什么会那么紧张
？A lot of times when tension arise.
因为我们不会去跟别人一起喜乐。
A lot of times tension arise because we cannot be happy together with someone else.
那我们知道这种紧张的气氛常常会带来很大的伤害。
And this tension would bring with it pain and suffering.
这个耶拿书第四章里头提到这个耶拿先知，他对整个事情的态度。
In Jonah chapter 4, it mentions Jonah's attitude toward the whole thing.
那个整个尼尼微城的人啊，他们听到神啊赦免了他们，整个城的人都是充满着欢喜。
For the city of Nineveh, after they heard about God's message, they repented and everyone was happy.
哇，所以这是一个非常喜乐的一个一个气氛，一个城市。
So this was a joyous occasion for the city.
还有什么比这个神赦免人更值得高兴的
？What can be a more joyous occasion than when God forgave the people？
但是只有一个人，他还是处在紧张的的这个关系里头。
But there's only one person who remained tense.
就是这个耶拿。
Which is Jonah.
耶拿还是认为说。神应该处罚这个尼尼微城的人。
Jonah still believed that God should have punished the city of Nineveh.
所以大家都很喜乐，只有他一个人不高兴。
So even though everyone was joyous, he was not.
那所以耶拿就还是处在这种紧张的 的气氛里头。
So Jonah was still in a tense situation.
那个路加福音十五章那个浪子的比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, the parable of the prodigal son.
这个整个家庭的人也是充满着欢乐。
The whole family was happy when he returned.
有这个音乐的声音，而且有丰富的食物。
There were sounds of music and there was a feast.
但是只有这个浪子的哥哥呢，他很不高兴。
But the older brother of the lost son was not happy.
他没有那个幽默感。
He has no sense of humor.
他可以对事情不同意啊，或者是说这个反对。
He could object to this.
但是呢，他应该有那个幽默感，跟大家一起来喜乐，一起来欢乐。
But he should have the sense of humor to enjoy with everyone else.
那结果因为他自己还是把自己没有办法跟人一起欢乐，所以就把整个弄得非常紧张。
But because he was not able to enjoy the feast with everyone else, it became a tense situation.
那所以他在跟爸爸讲话的时候，那种口气也是很不对的。
So the tone he used to talk with his father was not incorrect.
那种口气是伤害到爸爸的心。
And what he spoke hurt his father.
在这样一个喜乐的气氛里头，这个哥哥却变成一个伤害父亲的人。
In such a joyous occasion, he became one who hurt his father.
那所以紧张的气氛有时候是我们自己造成的。
So sometimes we cause the tense situation we're in.
好，我们再请看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这在提醒我们啊，我们应该对我们的这一种企图心啊，或者我们这种很伟大的志向，要有所节制。
And this reminds us that we need to have control of our ambitions.
这里提醒我们说，应当先求神的国跟神的义。
He reminds us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那么我们所需要的，神会加给我们。
Then all the things that we need, God will add them to us.
我们要能够有这样的这样的认识跟这样的信心。
We need to have this understanding and this faith.
这样我们才能够解除我们的紧张。
Then we can release us of our tensions.
为什么？人会处在紧张的状况里头。
Why are we tense?
因为我们有很强的企图心。
Because we have a motivation.
因为我们立了很大的志向。
And we set a goal for ourselves.
其实这个是好的。
This is good.
但是问题是人常常没有办法节制。
But the problem is that often we lack self-control.
结果我们就越陷越深。
So we sink in deeper and deeper.
让我们越来越紧张。
And then we become more and more tense.
所以生活在那种很紧绷的状况里头。
And we live in a tense life.
那我们应该从圣经里头来认识自己。
And so what we should do is try to understand ourselves from the Bible.
我们应该很冷静、很清楚的来看到说，我们每一个人是很独特的。但是也是很有限的。
We shall calmly examine ourselves and realize that we are limited.
这个谁的志向最大？
Who has the greatest ambition?
曾经有一个先知，他的志向是很大的。
There was a prophet once upon a time with a great ambition.
请看列王记上十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章
First Kings chapter 18
二十二节
Verse 22
二十二节以利亚对众民说做神先知的只剩下我一个人巴利的先知却有四百五十个人
Then Elijah said to the people I alone am left a prophet of the Lord but Baal's prophets are 450 men
以利亚在百姓的面前说：“做神先知的只剩下我一个人。”
In front of all the people, Elijah proclaimed that I am alone, the only prophet for the Lord.
我就是那一个要复兴百姓信仰的那一个人。
I am the one who will revive the faith of the people.
好，我有这样的一个企图心。
I have this ambition.
好，我要来复兴你们的信仰。
I will revive your faith.
这个责任都是我一个人来挑。
I have the sole responsibility for this.
我正在做这一件最伟大的事情。
And I'm doing this great thing.
啊，是的，他在做伟大的事情。
Yes, he is doing a great thing.
啊，但是他也把自己推入了那个很紧张的状况里头。
But he has pushed himself into a very tense situation. 哦，
那结果对自己、对别人，并没有带来最大的好处。
But the result did not bring too much good for himself nor the people around him.
到最后以利亚他还是要去发现说他是有限的。
In the end, Elijah had to face that he was limited.
那真的马上的神就让他遭遇到事情。
And God let him experience some turmoil in his life.
他就发现自己是那么的其实是那么的有限。
So that he could realize how limited he was.
那所以我们要求神帮助我们让我们能够很清楚的来看见自己。
So we need to ask God to help us so that we can see ourselves clearly.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans 12,
十二章第四节
，verse four，
第四节，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
在这里保罗再一次的提到，我们每一个人都是独特的。
Here Paul mentions that we are unique.
那不都是一样的用处。
But not all members have the same function.
我们要努力的来做自己。
We have to be ourselves.
但是我们常常会努力的要去做某一个人。
But oftentimes we want to be someone else.
有些儿女呢，他努力的要来做这个他的爸爸或者妈妈。
There are children who want to be their parents.
有些人是努力的要来成为某某人。
There are others who want to become a certain individual.
其实神要我们做的是做我们自己。
But what God wants us to do is to be ourselves.
当我们想要做某某人的时候，我们就把自己放入一个紧张的关系里头。
When we try to be someone else, we place ourselves in a tense situation.
我们再看罗马书十二章第三节。
Let's read Romans 12 verse 3。
第三节，我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt with each one a measure of faith。
我们要看得很冷静的来看看得很清楚。
We need to look at ourselves, think soberly.
我们就能够知道神要我们做的是什么。
And then we will realize what God's will for us is.
照着神要我们做的去做，我们就做得没有紧张，是很轻松的。
And if we perform His will, then we will do it without tension.
这种没有节制的这一种企图心常常让人很紧张又不快乐。
If we have ambition but no self-control, oftentimes we will be intense and not happy.
这就好像传道书里头所说的这个抓住两把，但是是劳碌捕风。
Just like Ecclesiastes, we try to grasp on with two hands, but we are just chasing after the wind.
反而是很紧张很不快乐。
And we become tense and unhappy.
但是照我们所能够做的我们抓了一把。
But if we do what we can do and grab with one hand,
我们活得非常的自由非常的喜乐。
Then we live a carefree and happy life.
如何来解除这个紧张
to release this tension、
哦、我们要很坦然的来面对一些我们没有办法预测没有办法去掌握的
we need to face the uncertain tomorrow、
哦、真的有很多很多事情是我们没有办法去预测的
there are a lot of things out of our control、
哦、甚至是我们没有办法去避免的
And things are unavoidable for us.
那我们要常常记得罗马书八章二十八节所说的。
And what we need to remember is in Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called.Who are the called according to his purpose?
当这些不能预测、不能避免的事情发生在我们的生活里头
，When the unavoidable happens in our lives,
如果我们真的能够明白二十八节所说的
，If we can truly understand what verse 28 says,
真的我们能够消除掉这个不必要的紧张
，Then we will release of the unnecessary tension.
扫罗跟大卫之间非常的紧张。
Saul, it was there was tension between Saul and David.
但是耶拿丹跟大卫之间呢就没有这种紧张。
But there was no tension between Jonathan and David.
那其实扫罗跟耶拿丹是在同样的情况之下。
And but both Saul and Jonathan were in similar situation.
他们都必须要去，他们都面对着将来大卫要当王。
Both of them faced that David will become king one day.
但是两个人对待的态度不一样。
But their attitude toward this is different.
所以扫罗就在很紧张的状况里头。
So Saul lived a tense life.
这个耶拿丹他就没有那一种紧张的状况。
But Jonathan did not.
他能够坦然的去面对着这个没有办法避免的事情。
Jonathan was able to face this unavoidable situation.
我们相信我们是走在神给我们的道路上面。
We believe that we walk on the path that God has
for us. 所以那种不能避免的事情，我们知道神知道，而且都在神的掌控之下。
So for the things that are unavoidable, we know that God knows about them and it's under His control.
那我们的心态是一定不会紧张的。
And our attitude, we would not be tense.
这个主耶稣在最后晚餐之后对门徒说：“起来，我们走吧。”
And after the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples to get up and leave.
那是在一个很紧张的情况里头。
That was a tense situation.
主耶稣就要被抓。
Jesus was about to be captured.
他就要被钉十字架。
He was about to be crucified on the cross.
但是他能够坦然的来面对这个不能避免的事情。
But he was able to face this unavoidable circumstance.
所以他能够这么坦然的对门徒说：“起来，我们走吧。”
And that is why he was able to calmly to tell his disciples to let's get up and leave.
我们如何来解除我们的紧张
？How do we release us of our tensions？
我们坚持我们对神的信靠。
We have to trust in God。
神一再的说，他要跟我们同在。
God repeated once and again that He will be with us。
所以我们不用去质疑说神有没有跟我们同在。
So we do not need to question whether God is with us or not。
我们只要常常问自己，我是不是走在神的道路上？
We should ask ourselves often, are we on the path of God?
我是不是努力的在遵行神的道理？
Are we pursuing to keep the words of God?
如果是这样子的话，我们应该很有自信的说，主耶稣跟我同在。
And if we are, we should have faith to say that yes, God is with me.
当我们说主耶稣跟我们同在的时候，那个紧张就消除了。
And when we can say that God is with us, then the tension is gone.
那事实上也应该是这样子。
And that should be the reality.
我们请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章第九节。
Acts chapter 18 verse 9.
第九节，夜间主在异象中对保罗说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。”
Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent.
第十节。
Ten.
有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在这城里，我有许多的百姓。
For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in the city.
在这里，主耶稣向保罗显现。
Here the Lord appeared to Paul.
他对保罗说：“我跟你同在。”
And told him that I am with you.
所以前面虽然有一些困难。
So even though you will be facing trouble ahead of you.
但是保罗他已经能够不紧张了。
But Paul was not nervous.
他能够让主耶稣的工作在他的身上来显大。
He was able to let God work through him.
所以照主耶稣所说的，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So according to Jesus, each day has its enough trouble for it.
那主若愿意，我们就可以做这个做那个。
And if God is willing, then we can do this or that.
是的，主愿意，所以他留下我们的今天的生命。
And because God is willing, that's why we have life today.
所以我们就努力的来过我们的今天。
So let's do our best to live today.
主耶稣不要我们有过分的重担。
God does not want us to have a really heavy burden.
主耶稣为我们钉十字架，他也为我们背负了重担。
He was nailed on the cross for us, and he carried our burdens.
所以很多的时候，重担是我们自己加给自己的。
So oftentimes, the burdens that we are carrying, we caused it on ourselves.
那但愿我们今天所提的这些经节例子，我们多去想想看。我们真的需要解除掉我们生活当中的紧张。
Let's meditate on the examples that we shared in the Bible today, so that we can release of our tensions.
我们在唱367首，我们上第一节跟第三节。
And let's sing hymn 367, and let's sing the first and the last hymn verse. Please be seated.
感谢神看顾 天上的麻雀。
Thank God for watching over the sparrows.
我们更感谢神他看我们比麻雀更尊贵，所以他 更是看顾我们。
And we thank God that we are more precious than the sparrows, so God watches over us even more.
如果我们生活当中总是存在着很多的紧张。
If our lives are filled with tension,
并不是神不爱我们，神不看顾我们。
It's not that God does not love us or watch over us.
我们所要祈求的是求神帮助我们，看看我们需要拿掉什么东西。
What we should be doing is asking God to help us to know what we need to take away from our lives.
因为我们是常常是我们把自己弄得很紧张。
Because often we cause our own tensions.
因为这是人的人性的软弱之一。
Because this is one of our weaknesses.
所以我们求神能够帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
让我们能够拿掉这些不需要的忧虑，不需要的重担。
So that we can remove this unnecessary worry and burden from our lives.
让我们生活在那种适当的、合适的这种压力跟责任之下。
So that we can live with appropriate pressures and responsibilities.
这样子能够有进步。
Then we can improve.
那而且生活当中是充满着平安跟喜乐。
And our lives will be filled with joy and peace.
这种不必要的紧张伤害我们自己，也会伤害别人。
The unnecessary tensions will are harmful to us and those around us.
这种不必要的紧张，伤害我们的肉体，也伤害我们的灵命。
They bring harm to both our physical body and our spiritual life.
甚至也会伤害到别人。
And they might cause harm to others.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
So let's pray together.
求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够解除这些不必要的紧张。
May God help us to release our tensions.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. 奉耶稣圣灵祷告。